Hello, my name is Daryl Root, and this is News Folder 19. I'm small government, pro-self-reliance, anti-brainwashing, and pro-educate yourself if you want to be smart. Be a trustworthy person and know that government is nothing but 5317. What's that? Write down 5317 and turn it upside down. Today's topics: more enviro controversy, Biden's junk fee war, another proposed TikTok ban, and more. But first, please support the sponsor, Camp Ridger Seasonings, at campridger.net. That's Camp R-I-D-G-E-R. They have four blends of seasonings. It comes in four different varieties, and they all come in one cup containers. And if you buy four or more, you get them for $7 a piece. With that, let's get on to this news stories. News story number one. Left-wing extremists, or loony liberals, have claimed responsibility for an arson attack on an electric pylon at Tesla's car factory in Berlin, which halted EV production for a handful of days due to such an act. In a 2,500-word letter, the activist group Vulcan claimed responsibility for the attack, saying the factory, which produces about 500,000 electric cars a year, consume both natural resources and labor, and was neither ecological or sustainable. Wait a minute. I thought electrifying the vehicle industry was the answer to all the world's perceived climate issues. I thought they were green. Are they coming around to my way of thinking finally? Listen on. Electric cars have come under increasing attack by environmental activists, especially over concerns that the production leads to higher emissions than the manufacture of internal combustion engine cars, and that the production and recharging of electric car batteries constitute an environmental burden. Wow. I've been mentioning the environmental impact on land since the EV craze began, and proposed mandates to force people into them started. In targeted attacks around Europe, electric cars have had their tires slashed or deflated, which really sucks because EV tires cost more than regular tires. Locally, there has been much debate about the high usage of groundwater, especially during drought conditions, as well as over the amount of forests that have been cleared to make way for EV factories. One group of environmentalists were building tree houses in the forest to protect, but distanced themselves from the arson attack. Tesla said the damages ran into hundreds of millions of euros and would cause production to halt for a week. The electricity outage affected the factory as well as surrounding communities in the state of Brandenburg. The factory had to be evacuated, although it doesn't state why. Elon Musk said, quote, "Stopping production of electric vehicles rather than fossil fuel vehicles is extremely dumb," unquote. Or is it? A typical 60 kilowatt hour EV battery contains 400 pounds of minerals such as nickel, aluminum, magnesium, cobalt, lithium, iron, copper, and steel, all of which must be mined and refined. Most mining operations around the world do not have a great history of environmental friendliness. Brandenburg's Interior Minister, Michael Stubgen, said that the judicial authorities would severely punish those found to have been behind the sabotage. He included that the attack had caused tens of thousands of people to be cut from basic services, with some put in medical danger. I've also told you about community rejection of EV plans, which this is one of. A recent local referendum rejected a Tesla plan to expand, which included building a kindergarten for employees' children, improving roads, and the construction of a freight depot. Tesla presently employs about 2,500 workers, including thousands of Ukraine refugees. So there you have it. The environmentalists all want us to go electric with our vehicles, yet another section of environmentalists say, nah, you're not right. You're wrong. Yeah, I've been kind of saying that all along. You're trading one form of pollution for another. EVs are not green. News story number two. President, I have no idea how the economy works. Biden has announced a strike force to crack down on unfair and illegal prices as consumers continue to grapple with high costs. Claiming the new panel will target businesses, quote, when they try to rip off Americans, unquote. First off, unfair is a matter of opinion. What's fair to one person may not be fair to another, and vice versa. Second, if what a company is doing is illegal, we don't need some symbolic strike force. We just need to exercise the existing laws. The brain-compromised president accuses some corporations of tacking on extra fees, hiding costs, and sometimes even breaking the law, and is fed up with corporate practices that, quote, unfairly, unquote, raise costs for consumers. The Biden administration has consistently criticized industry monopolies in the U.S., where a handful of companies now dominate industries including airlines, auto manufacturer, groceries, and health insurance. In 2021, the first year of his presidency, Biden signed an executive order to promote competition, arguing, quote, as industries have consolidated, competition has weakened in too many markets, unquote. Excuse me, Mr. President, but you've been president for how long? Enforce some laws. Oh, that's right. You can't, or you won't, just like at the border. You have laws, but you don't enforce them. This country has numerous monopoly laws, few of which we seem to ever enforce. If you read my book, you will read that I propose a law that would ban any top 10 company in an industry from buying another top 10 company in the same industry. While this may not be libertarian in principle, it would make monopolies or mere monopolies harder to exist, hence increasing competition, which helps to keep prices lower. The latest target of his junk fee wrath are credit card company late payment fees, which averaged $32. He mentioned this in his State of the Union. He wants to bring that down to $8, which the Biden administration claims will have a $220 per year savings for the more than 45 million people who are charged such fees annually. Well, let's review that last sentence. 45 million people are charged late fees. I report 45 million. I assume that's just in the U.S. For those who are stupid or just ignorant of the facts, almost every credit card company allows you to set up automated payments for at least the minimum fee that month. Use them. I do. I haven't had a late fee in decades. None. Not even if I innocently forget to pay, because there's an automatic payment set up. Second, $220 a year. At $32 per, that means the average late payer is late 7 times per year. If you're late that often, your fees don't need to be reduced. you shouldn't even be allowed to have a credit card in the first place. In fact, I'll argue that a $32 fee is better for the consumer than an $8 fee. The bigger the fine, the more incentive one has to pay their damn bill to avoid the fee. In today's economy, $32 is a penalty, $8 is an inconvenience. But because we don't teach economics anymore, and we have an idiot president who obviously doesn't understand economics, yeah, maybe $8 is torture. A $33 trillion national debt kind of proves that our leaders don't know what economics are and how they work. With that, it's time to take a short break. I'll be back in about 30 seconds.
Only 15% of podcasters will ever earn a single penny in profit. Yet more continue to record for one reason. They enjoy informing and entertaining. If you'd like to support this show, visit newsfolder19.com and click on the Buy Me a Coffee or merchandise links. All donations are greatly appreciated. Now, back to the show.
Hello, and welcome back to News Folder 19. Just a general reminder, please help support this show at newsfolder19.com/support. I appreciate anything that you're willing to throw my way. You can even just buy me a cup of coffee, which is just a $3 donation. Hardly anything nowadays. And I also don't want to forget my shout-outs to Danheim, who provides the music on the show, and to Susan Kennedy, who does the voiceovers. With that, let's get into our final two stories. Yes, only four today. Number three. Increasing numbers of Swedish children and young people, including those under 15, are wearing protective vests in cities and towns as gang crime continues to rise. Wait. Isn't Sweden the country that Bernie Sanders wants us to be more like? Just saying. And now they have children running around in vests? Really? Police in southern Sweden, however, have called for a ban on civilians wearing bulletproof vests. One police chief even states, quote, "Who needs bulletproof vests? Security guards and police officers need to for their job. We just don't believe criminals need to wear them," unquote. So, did this police chief just make the inference that innocent civilians who want to protect themselves are also criminals? That doesn't sound good. Supporters of body armor say they help protect wearers from injury, but Patrick Anderson, an intelligence chief in Skåne County, which includes the city of Malmö, has called for sales of the vest to private citizens to be banned, adding, quote, "They don't belong in any state unless a war situation," unquote. Well, what do you think roving gangs committing violence are? After all, it is called a war on drugs, which most gangs, that's what most gangs are all about, you know, drug wars. He said the wearing a bulletproof vest had led to more shootings directed at the head instead. Well, here's an idea. Do your job so thugs can't aim at anyone's body or head. He also said new vests had become a status symbol used to signify association with a gang, encouraging citizens to fear one another. He added their use has spread from big cities to elsewhere in the country and called for police to be given powers to confiscate them. Is there any country in this world smart enough to know bans stop absolutely nothing? Bans create black markets, and gangs run those black markets. Disarming, or in this case, disprotection, means only the criminals will be protected. Any officer or legal authority that wants to ban protection measures for innocent civilians needs to be put in front of a firing squad without one of these protective vests. Yeah, I said it. Matthias Forsten, police chief of Sörmland County, west of Stockholm, told broadcaster SVT that there are more urgent measures needed at the moment to tackle gun violence than implementing a ban on protective vests. Gang violence remains at the forefront, and there are problems with gang-linked domestic explosions. So we got guns, we've got explosions. I mean, heck, on a recent Monday night, there were two explosions in Stockholm within hours. The first, in Lindingo, damaged a house and injured two people. The second, in Farsta, injured five. You know, when guns aren't available, thugs resort to making bombs and committing arsons. Last September, arson and riots broke out when an anti-Muslim person burned a number of Korans. Cars were overturned and lit on fire. But, hey, Bernie Sanders wants us to be like Sweden. I don't think so. They've got gun problems, arson problems, same as any other country. New story number four, last but not least. After a long reprieve from serious congressional scrutiny, lawmakers are taking on yet another crack at TikTok to sever ties from its Chinese parent company, ByteDance. Mark Gallagher, a Republican from Wisconsin, and Raja Krishnamoorthy, a Democrat from Illinois, announced the introduction of the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act on Tuesday. The acronym would be FACA. The bill would make it illegal to distribute apps controlled by ByteDance, including TikTok. The bill would impose a civil penalty on app stores and web hosting services that distribute TikTok and other covered services unless the app is separated from Chinese ownership. The penalty for an app store that violates the law would be $5,000 per U.S. user that assessed, maintained, or updated. The bill would be enforced by the U.S. Attorney General, and TikTok could just be the start. It's the first big legislative push in Congress to act on national security concerns posed by TikTok's ownership since the Senate introduced the Restrict Act last year. You know, if this wasn't so stupid, it would be funny. The U.S. spies on us more than anybody. They allow data centers to buy all of our sensitive information, compromising our security. And because of our supposed right to privacy, they actually depend on unwritten agreements with foreign entities such as other countries to spy on us. They just simply relay the information to us. Europe does far more to protect their citizens, or at least give the impression, than this country ever will. We are privacy violators to no end. Now, I must admit, I've never watched a lot of TikTok videos because I find the overwhelming majority of the ones I have seen to be stupid and inane. Many lawmakers, though, have expressed concern that China's national security law could compel ByteDance to hand over information on U.S. users if they have access to it. Other than perhaps hacking to get some financial information, I really don't think the Chinese government and ByteDance gives a rat's ass about what people put on TikTok. TikTok spokesperson Alice Horick said in a statement that the bill, quote, is an outright ban of TikTok, no matter how much the authors try to disguise it. This legislation will trample the First Amendment rights of 170 million Americans and deprive 5 million small businesses of a platform they rely on to grow and create jobs, unquote. And in an election year, numerous candidates, I guarantee you, will also use the platform. Only one TikTok ban needs to be implemented, and that's a ban on its use by politicians privy to national security issues. It does not need to be banned for the average American citizen or a business who's not in national security issues. If one is dumb enough to use an app that is known to compromise one's sensitive data, I call it culling the herd. Enough government. We do not need bans on social media. We simply need people to be responsible for themselves. Government needs to get out of TikTok like they do everything else. With that, I called another podcast. Everyone knows the mantra, question authority, and always be free.
Thank you for listening to News Folder 19. All rights are reserved and unauthorized use is prohibited. However, you may share the podcast links. Till next time, have a great day.